This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. When the cows come home, there is much not to understand about the state of the current U.S. global economy, or at least not to like in the apparent answers. Who is it that is willing to borrow so many dollars to others at such low interest rates, given a fundamental outlook that frankly does not support rates at such low levels? Global central banks, including the Federal Reserve, of course. The Fed has been buying $120 billion worth of dollarized bonds every month since March 2020 to subsidize low rates in order to keep the economy growing. In a less surreal circumstance, there would be no way that interest rates would be this low. There are many results, but one of them is that asset values inflate. The Buffett indicator, for example, is 205%. The Buffett indicator takes the combined market capitalization of all publicly traded U.S. stocks and divides it by the latest quarterly figure for gross domestic product. It serves as a rough gauge of the stock market's valuation relative to the size of the economy. That is why, despite the stellar stock market performance, that Warren Buffett has not chased the market with Berkshire Hathaway's cash hoard. Home values are supported by these subsidized mortgages, and I would have to include farmland values in that category of assets subsidized by low interest rates. CDs that return next to nothing have been cashed in to buy farmland. There are many people who are not saving cash because of low interest rate returns and are instead borrowing at these low rates in order to invest in stocks and real estate to profit from inflating asset values that are occurring because of them. Markets, all of them, realize that at some point this current economic environment will metamorphose into something else. We are not exactly sure as into what. The Fed has forewarned that it cannot sustain this level of monetization, which is essentially creating the dollars by flicking computer keys to pour into the U.S. economy. The discussion has turned to when, not if, they taper off the growth of the money supply. They claim that the current inflation is transitory. But if it continues, the mindset of inflation will sink in, and inflation will become a fixture of our economy. If they taper too abruptly or aggressively, then assets will realize that they've all become extended, stuck on a limb that is being sawed off, and respond negatively. It is quite the conundrum that we find ourselves in financially. The Fed had wished to slow bond purchases earlier, but the Delta COVID variant has prolonged the pandemic so that economic growth rates are being cut. Goldman Sachs reduced their third quarter growth forecast from 9% to 5.5%. Many have changed their minds about going back to the office, and some are actually quitting their jobs. Hospitals in some states and regions are again being plugged with so many COVID patients in their ICU units that those with a heart attack cannot find a bed. I asked my family doctor how he would improve this situation. He said that it was his experience that telling people what to do was often ineffective in getting cooperation, despite the soundness of the medical advice. His suggestion was to deny insurance coverage for the unvaccinated. Yes, they would still get treatment when they show up in the emergency room, but they, however, would get the entire bill. They would find out directly what their foolishness costs. Some would not pay, but the bill would follow them if they survived. Otherwise, their estate would be liable. They claim that it is a personal freedom choice to be vaccinated or not. 30-40% of the healthcare workers at my aunt's retirement home are unvaccinated. This is callous disregard for the health of others. Some will refuse a free vaccine that is fully approved now by the FDA in lieu of paying $300 for ivermectin, which is not approved by the FDA for treatment of COVID. The FDA tweeted, "You're not a horse, you're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it." FDA is a government entity, which is all that it takes for anti-government ideologues to do the opposite of what they advise. I had no idea that the country had dumbed down to this level. Most of the older population are vaccinated, but they're the ones retiring and trying to live off their assets. That benefits the face value unemployment rate, but at a cost to productivity. The Fed is reportedly targeting 3.8% unemployment, current rates 5.4%, as meeting their target, allowing them not only to taper by the end of this year, but to also begin raising their interest rates by the end of next year. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.